Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The Catholic Church has a bit of a bad reputation for being nitpicky when it comes to her teachings. Throughout her history, the Church has absolutely insisted on the importance of distinctions that don't seem all that important to outsiders. For example, in the 4th century, the people who said Christ was homoousios, one in being with the Father, were considered good Catholics. But those who used the word homoiousios were regarded with suspicion. You're laughing, Teresa. Precisely because it sounds like a useless detail. In fact, it's just one letter.
I'm actually just laughing because I find it funny that they were just suspicious.
Oh! Do you know what homoousios means?
Funny thing, I don't.
I just said it. It means one in being with the Father. Consubstantial. Do you know what homoiousios means? It means similar, but not equal to God. So it was this big battle between those who said Jesus is God and those who said, no, he's not equal to God. He's just kind of like God.
That doesn't sound suspicious. That sounds very obvious.
Okay, whatever. But it's an example of the way the church is absolutely insistent on details and distinctions when it comes to truth. Another one today, a lot of people can't see the major difference between NFP and contraception. But the church says one's okay and the other's always evil. So why is the church so nitpicky? Didn't Jesus give us a simple message of love? Love of God, love of neighbor? Why do we have to muddle everything with all these super complicated distinctions? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Catholic Church is very precise about her teachings for a very simple reason. When you care about something, you try to get the truth of the matter precisely. You don't settle for inaccuracies or for broad and unhelpful generalizations. If you think something is important, then you think the truth about that something is very important. And the Catholic Church thinks that the truth about God and the truth about humanity is very, very important. And that's because she takes Jesus' message about loving God and loving neighbor seriously. Because the Church loves God, she wants to preach and defend the precise truth about God. And because the Church loves humanity, she wants to preach and defend the precise truth about our neighbor. Again, because if there's something you think that is important, you're going to care about getting the truth right about that thing. And the Church does. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Most everyone thinks their physical life is important. That's why they would never complain about somebody being nitpicky if their life was on the line. They wouldn't go to a surgeon who said, "You know, I just think the message of health is a simple one. That's all I care about. Just health. I don't get all nitpicky about what part of the person I cut into, or exactly what part I take out, or whether I use just exactly the right number of stitches, or the exact dose of anesthesia." You'd say, "No way. We want our surgeons to be really precise, to know exactly what's going on, because we care a lot about accuracy when it comes to surgery, because our physical life depends on it." Same thing if you got stuck in a room with a ticking bomb. Imagine the guy comes in to defuse the bomb and says, "The thing is, I just like cutting wires. It doesn't really matter which wire. Sometimes I cut the blue one. Sometimes I cut the red one. I don't want to be all uptight about which wire it is. That would take all the fun out of it." Well, that's not what you want to hear at that moment. You don't want a laid-back bomb diffuser who just takes a happy-go-lucky approach to his work. So why would you want a church that takes a laid-back, non-rigorous, happy-go-lucky approach to your eternal salvation? If you actually care about God, heaven, and your neighbor's soul, you want a church who takes the truth seriously, who can give you precise instructions about what's true and false, right and wrong, because our eternal lives depend upon it. And if you don't care about religious precision, it just means you don't care about religious truth. And that means you just don't care about God or the soul of your neighbor, which is not exactly a good sign of a disciple of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So we've just seen, if something you care about, like your life, is on the line, then you want an expert who cares about exactitude, about precision. But it's also true that we care about getting the exact truth about some person who means a lot to us. Teresa, the first company I worked for right out of college, one of the owners of the company, he always got my name wrong. Which I was actually okay with, because I thought if he ever fired that guy, I would still be getting a paycheck. But imagine you're at work, and your boss is always forgetting your name, or worse, always calling you by the wrong name. And suppose he doesn't really know what you do at the office and knows nothing about your family or how long you've been with the company. That would definitely tell you your boss doesn't really care about you, because he doesn't really know you. In fact, he has no interest in learning anything about you. Because we want to learn about the people we care about, then we want to know the truth about them. If we don't want to know about the truth about them, then we don't care. So if we treat God the way a forgetful boss treats an employee that he doesn't care about, If we show no interest in learning the truth about who God is, or what he's done, or what his inner life is like, that's a pretty good indicator that you actually don't love God at all. And if you want to cultivate a love of God, since Jesus says that's the most important thing there is, wouldn't you want a church that cares enough about God to develop the truth about him with the greatest enthusiasm and in the greatest detail of any religion or denomination on earth? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Caring about the truth means caring about the details. The eighth commandment doesn't just tell us not to lie, it tells us to care about the truth. And you can't really care about the truth without caring about details. You can't care about medicine or bomb diffusion or a person at your office unless you're interested in the details. And the details do matter. The church fought for homoousios over homoiousios, because it really matters whether Jesus is God or not. Also, the church fought for transubstantiation over consubstantiation, because if the Eucharist is bread, then we shouldn't adore it. And if Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity are really what the Eucharist is, then we should adore it. And today the church forbids contraception and allows natural family planning because one means doing something to sterilize the love between man and woman and the other doesn't. We care about the truth of what we love, what we think is important. And if we love God and love our neighbor, then we'll care about getting the truth about them right. And we'll be grateful for the clarity that is uniquely offered by the Catholic Church. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yesterday, Teresa, we shared with people some ways to learn the truth of their faith. But one of the greatest ways to learn how to live our faith is by reading the lives of the saints. I used to always make it a habit of having a biography of a saint near at hand. And some of my favorite saints' biographies, I love Catherine of Siena by Sigrid Undset. Great book. Or Forget Not Love about Maximilian Kolbe, written by André Frossard. He's a great French journalist, so amazing writer. One of my favorites on St. Francis of Assisi is called The Tales of St. Francis by Murray Bodo.
Huh, a Murray.
Yeah, a Murray. Or Kolbe and the Commandant by Ladislaw Kluz, K-L-U-Z. Or St. John Paul the Great and His Five Loves by Jason Everett. Really, any saint book written by Louis de Wall. Really great historical fiction. Weaves great stories together. Or Thomas More, A Portrait of Courage. Did you read that one?
I think I've at least read half of it.
That's a great book by the author's last name is Wegemar.
Hmm.
One of my favorites, Mother Teresa, Come Be My Light. I actually love the audiobook for that one because the woman narrator makes you really feel like Mother Teresa is talking to you. Because the book is taken from many of her letters. Or St. Mary Magdalene, Prophetess of Eucharistic Love. Fantastic book. These are just a few. And the saints, again, are so important because They teach us how to live the faith. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm surprised that I've actually read a few of those, because I didn't think I'd read many, but definitely the one on St. Catherine of Siena and, what was it, the five, his five loves?
Yeah, Jason Everett, his five loves. However, the best one on Catherine of Siena is by St. Raymond of Capua.
Her confessor.
That's the one you read when you were little.
Okay, then I read that one. I've confused the two.
You need to read the one by Sigrid Undset.
I should, because that was one of my favorites. I also highly recommend, we read for a book club, the letters of Blessed Franz Jägerstätter, the Austrian martyr. And that was so fantastic. Because if you want to learn how to live like a saint, but let's say by chance you're not... you're like a family man, or
you're a layman.
You're a layman. There's the word. But he's a really fantastic example, because a good portion of it is just his life. It's the letters between him and his wife leading up to his martyrdom.
Yeah. It's also a great movie out on him.
I know. I do need to see that. We read the book, but I missed the day when we watched the movie. A Hidden Life.
A Hidden Life.
If anyone wants to watch that.
Different from, what's the movie with the where they have to be really silent?
Alien, Quiet Place?
A Quiet Place. So don't get
don't
a Hidden Life.
I get those confused.
Don't get a Hidden Life and a Quiet Place confused. Mm. Did you see A Quiet Place?
I did.
Was it good?
It was really good. It
okay.
was impressive.
So watch both of them, but just know that one's not about Jägerstätter.
One of them's going to be a horror movie, so I don't know how people... I don't know what I condone here.
Very true. Right now I'm on a Francis of Assisi kick.
Mm-hmm.
I love Francis of Assisi because he actually believes everything Jesus says and is convinced that we can live it. You know, we're so... What's the word I'm looking for? We're so skeptical. We think Jesus said all these things, but you can't live all that today. But Francis just, he read the life of Jesus in the gospel and what Jesus said and taught, and he just lived it. It's so simple. I love Francis. So get a Life of a Saint and read it. Put your phone down. Read The Life of a Saint.
Unless you get it on Kindle or something.
That's true.
Pick your phone up.
Yeah. Or yeah, if you get it on Kindle or Audible, then pick your phone up. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.